The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Tommy Bahama's Restaurant in Town Square in Las Vegas. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio and food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Argentina, from Baja California, from Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here ready to taste some featured wines, which I think they're going to really enjoy, along with some food pairings that are going to be great for the chef has put together in his kitchen here. My guest tonight is Kevin Wantlin of the Tommy Bahama's Restaurant. You're going to like what he has to say. He's a very smart guy, and he's part of a pretty good-sized outfit. Tommy Bahama is a chain, and I mean a serious one, in several countries, not to mention just several states. Wines du Jour has been offering good information about good food and wine pairing for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening, and tonight is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain you're going to discover a little bit more about food pairing and wines for the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN, Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. If you're listening to Wines du Jour, thank you very much. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine makes every meal an occasion, every table more elegant, and every day a little more civilized. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here at Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk a little bit about this restaurant that we're in, Tommy Bahama's Restaurant. What a beautiful place. They have a clothing store for both men and women's clothing, complete store. They also have a very complete restaurant, which they have lunch and dinner each and every day. And, of course, they have a full bar. So there's not much missing here, unless you're interested in breakfast. That's about it. They're open for lunch and dinner every day, 7 days a week. And they have music every Wednesday through Saturday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So 4 nights out of 7. That's a good thing. So if you're interested in music, and I have to tell you this evening, they have a very lovely lady singing out there that is just outstanding. So my audience, when you're finished here, if you'd like to listen for a little while, it's worth a trip right out to front to listen to this lady. She has a beautiful voice and a good selection of music. The clothing here is very unique, pretty much what I would refer to affectionately as upscale. You're not going to find, you know, an average thing here, and that's the good thing, because if you're going to do something different, you might as well do it right, and I think that Tommy Bahama's has done it right. The food in the menu is very, very good. The emphasis here, frankly, is on fish and seafood, but it's not exclusive in any way, shape, or form. And tonight we have some really good selections of food to pair with our wines. And speaking of wines, we have some wine from a winery I hope you're familiar with out of the state of Washington. It's called Hogue Cellars, H-O-G-U-E. Tonight we have three wines as we normally do. The first one is going to be the Chardonnay. The second one is a Riesling, and the third one is, of course, a Cabernet Sauvignon, the big boy, to finish out the show. So that'll be very interesting. And the food, we'll talk about that when we come back. We've got to go to a break, but when we come back, we'll talk about the food, and we'll talk a little bit more about the wine, because Hogue is a very good winery, and you should know about it. And the good part is all three of our wines tonight retail for $9 a bottle. Unbelievable. Got to go. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer. You listen to me every week on the Sports Lounge. Well, I'm here to tell you my good friend and co-host, Michael Horn, is making his wine knowledge and his incredible industry contacts available to you. Mike will educate you in the world of wines. He will stock your wine cellar, wine refrigerator, or wine rack with one-of-a-kind wines. Also, as a lover of a great glass of port, I will share with you my experiences in finding the cigars that fit your palate. I will help you stock your humidor with great cigars that reflect your growing taste and the very best smokes for your budget. Mike and I can set up a once-in-a-lifetime wine dinner, and I can host a sports cigar party. Call us today at 818-818-6400. That's 818-818-6400. Let us find the dream wines and cigars of your lifetime.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us every Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern when we're covering the issues that matter most to you. From Obamacare, the latest from Russia, the Middle East, Israel, immigration, and more, we're talking with the policy and political experts so you can be better informed. It's Bill Martinez Live, brought to you in part by my friends at Good News Tax Relief. Let them help you get your peace of mind back by dealing with the IRS for you. Proven experience, proven results. Call 800-255-7500.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here with Kevin Wendland, who is the manager at Tommy Bahamas. Tommy Bahamas is located in Las Vegas in an area that everybody is familiar with, I think, on the southern part of the Strip, simply called the Town Square. There are a number of restaurants here and other retail markets in this particular location, but it's laid out very well, plenty of parking, very friendly people that work here, and I think everybody enjoys the job that they have, and it kind of shows when you go into almost any one of these stores. And the restaurants are all very good. Of course, we kind of favor Tommy Bahamas because we've been using Tommy Bahamas to do the show probably four or five times in the past, and we love it. And hopefully they won't be upset with us after tonight and will let us come back again in the future. I guess the best way to find that out is to ask Kevin Wetland. Kevin, first of all, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to come over with us here on Wines du Jour and share your restaurant, not only the food, but the hospitality.
Well, our pleasure. It was a lot of fun to be able to be chosen to take care of you guys this time around, and we look forward to be able to showcase some of our food and our level of hospitality here.
Well, we have some really nice food selected. You and the chef put together some real good pairings to go with the wines tonight. I mentioned earlier that the winery is called Hogue, and that's H-O-G-U-E, Hogue, and it comes to us from the state of Washington. Now, I have a bottle of each on the table in front of me here at the show, and I just want you to recognize something that we've talked about on and off for, I guess, several years now, and that is the closure on the top of the bottle. And all three of these this evening, which is pretty unusual, all three of them have what you might call a screw cap. We would call a Stelvin closure. Stelvin closure is the technical name for that cap on the bottom, but everybody seems to call it a screw cap, and nobody has a problem with that whatsoever. The good part is, with a screw cap or a Stelvin closure, when you're finished pouring wine and you put that cap back on, you've actually done something that you can't really do with a cork. Now, yes, you can stick a cork back in the bottle, but it doesn't work the same. I know it sounds like I'm being squeamish here, but I'm not. I'm just telling you that by putting the cap back on, you keep the air from changing at all. On the other hand, there are people that believe if you take the cork out or unscrew the cap of a bottle and let it sit for 30 minutes, it has breathed. Folks, not true. Wine does not breathe when you just simply remove the cover. That would be the screw cap, a Stelvin closure, or the cork. It doesn't do a doggone thing. And in fact, if you look at the bottle without the cork in it, you'll see that there's less than 2 inches of air at the top of that bottle. If there's more than that, then you've been poured a little short. That's not the way it works. They give you 750 milliliters, which incidentally converted from Everybody in the world understands 750 milliliters except Americans, and you need to convert that to American talk, which would be 25.5 ounces of wine in a bottle. Everybody know that now? 25.5 or 25 and a half ounces is in a bottle, which is known as 750 milliliters. On the other hand, there's people ask me quite often, how many glasses of wine do you get out of a bottle? And, of course, that depends on how you pour. But the answer really is, if you take the 25 ounces, so just round it off to 25 instead of 25 and a half, and divide it by 5, you would get what? 5. 5 fives are 25. How many glasses would you get? 5, because a glass of wine typically, according to those that are professional in teaching people how to pour wine, is that you will pour about 5 ounces of wine in the glass. When you go to a bar, as an example, or a restaurant, and order wines by the glass, they will pour normally 5. Some wines are poured, or some restaurants pour 6 ounces just because they want to be a little more gracious. But typically, 5 ounces is considered to be a glass of wine. Make sense to you, Kevin?
Absolutely. We do 6-ounce pours here.
Yeah, I know. Well, you guys are generous. That's a good thing. And that 6-ounce pour, if you were actually to measure, it's probably a little heavier than that, but we're not going to mention that. That's the good part about going to a good restaurant. I mean, when you see the bartender pour it into a glass and then pour it into your glass, then you know that they're being conservative. Nothing wrong with that, because you're getting exactly what you're paying for, but you're certainly not getting any extra. You know, on the other hand, you're not getting short poured either, which is not a good thing. Okay, our first wine this evening is a Hoge Chardonnay. Most people know Chardonnay because it is, without a question, the number one consumed white wine in the whole world. More people drink Chardonnay than any other white wine. There's just nothing close to it. Sauvignon Blanc and Viognier and all those, not even close. So Chardonnay is a very common wine. On the other hand, there's more than one kind of Chardonnay. Now, that sounds crazy. I don't mean to confuse you or give you any double talk, but there's more than one species of Chardonnay. You know, just because it's Chardonnay doesn't mean it tastes the same. You could have the Chardonnay from New England taste different than the Chardonnay from California, and they're both Chardonnay, legitimate, and haven't tried to do anything funny. But the reason that it tastes different isn't because of the grape itself, the Chardonnay grape. It's the terroir, as we like to say in the wine business. And that would be the combination of the soil, the wind, the rain, all the different things that affect a piece of land, which the vineyard is planted on, has a different attitude towards it, including what might be nutrition in that soil. So even though you have three vineyards and they might all be within 3 blocks of each other, the grapes, Chardonnay all being the same, will not necessarily taste the same. Yes, overall, it'll be Chardonnay. But realistically, when you get down to push and shove, there's some characteristics that are different, and it's based on the terroir on the individual vineyard. That makes sense? It sounds a little technical, and I don't need to be that way. I just want you to recognize that there is more than one kind of Chardonnay. And that stands true, incidentally, with all other varietals as well. Chardonnay is not the only one where there's more than one. The last time I heard, there was about 224 Cabernet Sauvignons out there. So it'd be pretty tough to pick one, you know. And everywhere you go, it's a little bit different. It's like we like to say, it's the same thing, only different. It just tastes a little bit different. On the other hand, if you're not really into wine, they may all taste the same to you, and that's good. That's what it's really all about. And, of course, we always say when it comes to taste, drink what you like. That is the most important thing. If you like a certain style or a certain wine or a certain brand or a certain price range, that's what you should drink. There's no question about it. And that's what we hope you'll do. So I want to introduce to you, if you don't mind, Kevin Wendland. I brought him in here just a real quick moment. But tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the food business, or how long have you been in it? I know it seems like forever.
Yeah. It really started off in college, and my background started off in the bars as a bartender, and kind of moved on from there. I ran into Tommy Bahamas on a whim. A friend of mine told me about this new company opening a restaurant in Scottsdale, and you know, it kind of went on from there, and that was over 16 years ago.
Wow, getting used to it now, huh?
Yeah. I've seen our restaurant grow from 5 restaurants, and now we have 18 across the U.S.
So. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And you worry about all of them, or you just worry about one?
No, just Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Well, that's a big chore.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Changes every day, and it's a new experience every day. So,
well, I wanted to ask you a little bit about training, because some restaurants, when they have more than one, you know, two or three or four, not necessarily a large chain, they have to train the staff in each restaurant. Do you do it just at one location and everybody is the same, or do you go to the location that the restaurant is in and train them based on what that particular area is looking for? How do you do that?
Our level of service should be the same throughout, and we base our training on that. Going from top to bottom, from the moment they walk in the door all the way to them leaving, we try to offer them the same exact experience at all of our locations. And that training starts at the very beginning, from the top down, from the general managers through the chefs all the way through. We try to maintain our level of service by setting those standards out there and then following up on it on a daily basis. And, you know, we talk about coaching in the moment and letting them know where they need to improve upon, and just keeping them happy. It's about our guests and about maintaining that level of hospitality and level of service that we expect.
That's good. Now you know why we love Tommy Bahamas. They know what they're doing, and they're willing to share, and that's really what they're doing, is that the knowledge that they have, they make sure that the staff understands it, and it just happens to kind of go right on into the customers receiving it, and that's about as good as it gets. Now, tonight I mentioned our first wine is Chardonnay. I'll talk a little bit more about Hogue Chardonnay after our break, but before I do that, I want to talk about what the chef has put together to pair with our food this evening. With the Chardonnay, they have put together, because I know Kevin is right there telling them what he thinks, along with everything else, until it's finally decided what they're going to do. And boy, I'll tell you, it turned out to be good. In fact, they did more than one thing for the Chardonnay wine. They have a crab and avocado salad that they put on a plate for us, a few bites of that. And then they have a Kahlua pork. Now, Kahlua pork is something that's a little bit unique. It comes to us from Hawaii, am I correct? Tell us a little bit about it, if you would.
Well, it's a real simple cooking method, but it uses banana leaf and allows the roast to baste in its own juices, becoming really tender.
That's good.
And, you know, really kind of pull out the natural flavors of the pork itself.
Right. That's really a good thing. Well, talking about Hogue Chardonnay, there's some flavors like butterscotch, pineapple, nutmeg, pear, several different fruits and that I think go really well into something called Chardonnay. And I think this would be really good, not only with the two items that the chef has put together here, but also I think this would be great with some roast chicken. This would also be really good with a nice pork tenderloin. Or if you like breakfast or brunch and you are you're interested in making something like quiche, I would say quiche and this Chardonnay would go really, really well together. Most people don't think of Chardonnay and going with a lot of different kinds of food. They think of it pretty much as drinking it by itself around the pool or at the bar or with friends or what have you. But it's really a food-friendly Chardonnay, and I have to say this particular one is Hogue I'm talking about. I need to say that not all Chardonnays are food friendly, and that's what makes it kind of complicated, because some people, they fall in love with a particular Chardonnay and that's what they drink all the time, whether it's with breakfast or with lunch or with dinner or by itself. They drink the same brand and so on, and they're just missing out on so much if they would only give themselves an opportunity to taste other Chardonnays and find that they might like something even a lot better if they just had a chance to do it. That's what I think should be done. So, Hogue Chardonnay, $9 on a retail basis, and we have a combination of our Kahlua pork, which I just think is lovely. You like that? Isn't that good? Yeah. It's simple, as Kevin mentioned, but it's really very, very tasty. And then, of course, how bad can crab and avocado go when you make a salad with that? That goes well. And a nice little sip of Chardonnay to go along with it kind of makes the whole thing work out really, really well. So, incidentally, the retail price on this Hoag Chardonnay, I mentioned it before, but I'll tell you again, is only $9. That's kind of hard to believe, especially after you taste it. When you hear it to start with, it doesn't really mean an awful lot because you think, well, it's probably not that good. But when you taste it and say, wow, this is a nice Chardonnay, then the $9 really means something. And that's the retail price. You could go to any retail store, and hopefully they carry Hoag, and if they do, you can get the Chardonnay for $9. And again, comes to us from the Columbia Valley in the state of Washington. All Hoag products do, because that's where the Hoag winery is located. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about number one, but then we're talking about number two, which is a kind of a unique varietal called Riesling. So we'll be back right after this.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. On our break, a couple people asked me again about this Hoag Chardonnay because they really like the taste of it and can't believe it's only $9 on a retail basis. You know, on the palate, this wine is kind of complex and balanced, and that's what's really kind of unique for an inexpensive Chardonnay. As I mentioned earlier, it's got, you know, other fruits that you could recognize. I like to think of it as a crisp apple is one that jumps out at you. An excellent match for crab salad, which is what we did here. It also has a little vanilla cream taste to it. and creaminess in Chardonnay is not a common thing, but certainly not completely uncommon. But the combination here of the tastes and flavors of this Chardonnay is very, very good. So let's move on now to wine number two, which I mentioned before we went to the break as being a Riesling. Now, Riesling is a varietal, that's the name of it, like Chardonnay or Cabernet or what have you. And it comes also from Hogue Winery. All three of our wines this evening do, and that is in Washington State. This is a light to medium. I don't know if they've poured it yet or not. Maybe they're about to pour it. But it's a light to medium body, not too dry wine. You know, one of the things about Riesling is it's either very dry or it's very sweet. And I just have to explain something now. Please don't ever say you have a dry, sweet wine. Not even possible. Dry is on one end of the spectrum. Sweet is on the other end of the spectrum, and never the twain shall meet. So you either have a dry wine or you have a sweet wine. You don't have both, if you understand what I'm saying, just so that you know. But one thing I like about this is that it has a little lemon and tangerine taste to it, and that's kind of unique for a wine in itself. It's got some jasmine, a little bit of apricot, and a touch of minerality. Now, minerality is like acidity, if you will. Minerality is something that you can recognize when you swallow the wine and the taste that you get after you swallow it. You know, when you first put the wine in your mouth, you think that your tongue decides what it tastes like, and I have to tell you, that's not the way it works, folks. Technically speaking, your nasal system, your sinus is the one that actually tastes the food. I know it sounds crazy because that's not where your mouth is, but the food is in your mouth, and your tongue takes that information up to the sensory part, and that's where it determines what the taste and flavor of food is all about. Kind of crazy, but that's the way it works. And you can prove it to yourself, and let me give you an example. I'm not suggesting that you do this, because it's kind of not such a good idea, but if you want to take something like salt, if you would take and stick your tongue out and dry it off a little bit, and maybe take a half a teaspoon of salt and pour it right on your tongue, put it in your mouth, close your mouth, you think, oh my God, it's going to be terrible. You won't even know you've got salt on your tongue, in your mouth at all. It doesn't get up here. Crazy. Try it. You'll see. Well, try it if you want, but trust me, it works that way. So it's unique how your system identifies different tastes and flavors. We know hot and cold, obviously, because of touching something that's hot, we realize it, or when it's cold, we realize that as well. But when it comes to flavor, it's a whole different ballgame. Very, very unique. Okay, back to this Hogue Riesling. It retails also for $9, and they're pouring it as we speak, so you get an opportunity to taste that. Make sure you don't drink all of it, because they're going to bring out a little food pairing that I want to talk about in just a moment to go along with that. And then you're going to say, wow, now this Riesling is something that I could have, because most people don't think Riesling. When it comes to wine, you do Chardonnay or you do Cabernet Sauvignon or one of those, but you just don't happen to think normally about Riesling, but you probably should. In fact, you can spot Riesling in the retail wine store because it's a long, thin, long-necked bottle, and it's about an inch or so taller than a Cabernet or a Chardonnay bottle, so it kind of stands out. And once you spot it, you'll know automatically that, hey, there's the right Riesling. So go over and take a look and see where it comes from or what it's all about. Riesling goes really well with things like, you know, Chinese food or spring rolls. You like spring rolls? Here's a good combination, a pairing, if you will, would be a Riesling with spring rolls. Or if you like Thai food, or maybe not Thai, but just like curry, this wine goes well with curry, and that's hard to find, is a wine, a white wine in particular, that will pair with curry. It's kind of unique, but it definitely works that way. And one of my favorite things is grilling a halibut on the grill. Take it off, cut it, and pour a little Riesling to go along with it, and you'll find that it works out really well in terms of taste and flavor. So we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Riesling, but then we're going to go to number three wine and three food, which is Cabernet Sauvignon, as I mentioned before. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world right after these messages.
This is today's entertainment answer. How can you get your hands on a digital copy of Avengers Infinity War? I will tell you in a second. But yes, the highly anticipated Marvel film arrives digitally on July 31st and on Blu-ray August 14th. Plus, go behind the scenes of the number 4 film of all time to gain exclusive access to more than 2 hours of never-before-revealed details, deleted scenes, and more. And for a chance to win a digital copy of Avengers Infinity War, visit MungleShow.com. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo. And let's not forget Columbo's world famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night, service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine to Shore. Boy, we're having fun tonight. We're having our number two food to go along with the Riesling that I mentioned before we went to the break. That's Hoag Riesling, $9 retail, coming to us from the state of Washington. That's where Hoag Winery is located. And I just wanted to mention again about the Riesling. This is a light to medium-bodied wine, and I think it tastes very, very good. It's not too dry, as I mentioned earlier, but it has some lemon and tangerine, apricot, jasmine, and a little touch of minerality in the taste of it. And what that means, in effect, is it's going to be food-friendly. And they have chosen two different items here tonight out of the kitchen, which I think is really good. First of all, the one that has the rice with the little shrimp on top of it, is that it happens to be what they call almond rice. So it's rice with an almond flavor. And it has a little coconut curry. That's what's on the side there. That liquid is really, really good. And if you'll take a little of that and take a taste of the wine at the same time, you'll find out what real pairing is truly all about. And then, of course, that shrimp on top is kind of a Thai style. Thai meaning oriental. Okay? So you've got almond rice with a little bit of coconut curry and some Thai shrimp. How bad can that be with this particular wine? And then the other choice that we have laying right next to it is a tostada. Now, I know it's a miniature size because this is for bites, not for meals, but it's a tostada. That would be a small tortilla, along with a little bit of island slaw, some mahi-mahi that has been blackened, a little tomato relish, some chipotle aioli, and some sour cream lime all together for about a two-bite item to go along with this beautiful Riesling. What do you think? Nice combinations, aren't they? Yeah, very, very good. And again, the price retail is $9, and all three of the wines, again, I'd like to mention, because I think it's a little bit unusual, is that they all have Stelvin closures, or all of them are screw caps. That's a good thing, in my opinion. You know, it used to be screw caps were thought of as being inferior wines, or they put screw caps on it. Ain't so today. That's for doggone sure. In fact, some of the finest wines today actually have a Stelvin closure on them. Now, there's still some old school out there. There are still some people that are stuck on the idea that only cork works to close a bottle. And so some of the very, very expensive wines that are being made today still have corks in them. They just haven't broke through to the Stelvin closure. But from the first top level, from the second one on down, screw caps or Stelvin closures are very common. And I applaud them not only for doing it, but the fact that we found something that actually improves wine for a given period of time. See, I just want to mention that when you use a cork closure, which they've been doing for 200 or 300 years now, cork breathes. And what that means is the wine gets some air in it. And what that means is air and wine do not like each other. Now that, I need to kind of clarify that for a moment, because there's times when we take a bottle of wine and pour it into another vessel to get some air, or what we call aerated wine, to put some air in that wine, and it tastes better for quite a while. But after about 2 hours, if it just sits there, it goes flat. So it's not a good thing on a long-term basis. So if you were to put a cork with maybe a hole in it somewhere to where the air would get to it, and you let it sit for 6 months and then pull the cork, the wine's not going to be very good. Where if you used a Stelvin closure, it would be exactly the same as it was the day that they put the Stelvin closure on, even though it's been sitting around for 6 months or longer. Just so that you know, a Stelvin closure is actually safer for the quality of wine than a cork is, even though the cork has been around for hundreds of years and the Stelvin closure hasn't been around but more than 30 or 35. I know it doesn't seem like it's been here that long, but it actually has. So that's the way that works. Okay, now we're going to go off to the food that I mentioned, which is that Thai shrimp and almond rice. I think that was very, very tasty. I hope you like that with the Riesling. And also the mahi tostada. That tostada is beautiful, too. A couple bites, it's beautiful. You could pick it up, or you could actually use a fork if you like. But it's not improper to pick it up and actually take a couple bites to consume it. It is really very good as well. So we've done really well tonight with Chardonnay, something that we see all the time. A little bit uniqueness tonight. And then the second wine being the Riesling. And now we're going to go off to a wine number three, which is one that everybody knows because it is a red wine, number one. And number two, it is the most consumed red wine in the whole world by varietal, and that is Cabernet Sauvignon. So I told you earlier about Chardonnay being the most popular white wine in the whole world. Well, Cabernet Sauvignon is the most popular red wine in the whole world. There's more people drink Cabernet Sauvignon than any other red wine. On the other hand, I don't know what the number is, but there's over 200 and some different varietals, if you will, or species of Cabernet Sauvignon, just like there's a number, couple hundred for Chardonnay. So that just means that all Cabernets do not taste exactly the same. I mentioned earlier about the Chardonnay, and the story is exactly the same for a Cabernet Sauvignon. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but we've got to go to a break. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and I want to thank you very much for being here. I hope you'll stay tuned, so we'll be back right after these messages.
Have you purchased a wine refrigerator or put a wine cellar in your home? Maybe you have a new wine rack. Great news, but what wines will you buy to stock your wine rack? Let me, Michael Horn, help. I'll find the wines for your wine cellar with your taste in mind. We'll determine what varietals, Cabernet, Pinot, Chardonnay, what types of wine, California, French, Italian, you like. We'll find you one-of-a-kind wines from all of our friends we interview daily on the What's Cooking Show and the What's Cooking on Wine Show. On a budget, we'll find you the best affordable wines. Want hard-to-get library wines? We can source those for you, too. And if you need cigars, let L.A. Rams sports legend and iconic actor Fred Dreyer make your selections. Hey, we could even host a wine dinner for you or set up a sports cigar party with Fred. Call me, Michael Horn, at the What's Cookin' Today Show. Call 818-818-6400. That's 818-818-6400. Let us find the dream wines of your lifetime.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. Boy, I'll tell you what, this Cabernet Sauvignon looks like it's going to be pretty good. I haven't had a chance yet because they haven't got to my table. But they will shortly, I know. You know, Cabernet Sauvignon, as I mentioned earlier, is the most popular red wine in the whole world. There's more people consume Cabernet Sauvignon than any other flavor. I don't know why you would think twice about it. That's a good thing. But on the other hand, you need to understand that all Cabernets are not exactly the same. So if you like a brand, or if you like a particular area that the grapes grow in, let's say as an example, California. If you like California Cabernet Sauvignon, make sure that you look it up when you go to the retail store to pick it up so that you get something that you already are familiar with. And that's one of the good things that I like to suggest that you do if you don't already, and that is in your hometown, if they have wine tastings that have at least 20 wines or more, I suggest that you spend your $25 or $35 that goes to charity probably to go to that particular tasting and maybe discover a wine that you were not familiar with, and that's what it's really all about. So make sure that you have a chance to taste wines from a particular area. So in other words, the varietal is not just the answer, it's the area or the region that the varietal was grown in and then the wine was made that's going to give you a taste and flavor, not just simply the fact that it's a Cabernet or Chardonnay or Viognier or whatever it might be. There's a lot more to it than that, and I don't want to be too technical, but I just want to make sure you understand that all Cabernets are not the same, all Chardonnays are not the same, all Sauvignon Blancs are not the same, etc. And that's the reason, is because of the area. Now, when we talk about area, we're talking about the reason of the grapes are grown in a particular location, generally in a vineyard, we'll say, of course. And that vineyard, if you were to take that vineyard and kind of lock it into one particular area, you need to know that we want to know how much rain it's going to get, how much wind it's going to get, how cold it's going to get, how hot it's going to get, the nutrition that's in the soil. All of those things together make a difference in terms of how it's going to taste, and that's what's important. So the good part is it should all taste pretty good, some better than others. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I have to tell you, the food here this evening is spectacular. Now, wine number three, as I mentioned earlier, is a Cabernet Sauvignon. Again, believe it or not, the retail value is the same as the other two, $9 a bottle. Hard to believe, once you've tasted the quality of this cab, that it's a $9 bottle. But we're just telling you that it all comes from the same winery in the state of Washington, and they're very conservative up there, so they charge $9 retail for all of their wines, and that's a very good thing. Now, one of the things I like about this Cabernet Sauvignon is the way the chef has put together a nice tasting. Everybody's going, yeah. It looks really good. I haven't had a chance to taste it yet. But it looks good, and I know it's going to go well. Moho chicken is a good way to cook chicken if you aren't familiar with it. It's not difficult to do, but here they're using saffron. And saffron is what works really good with a little bit of peas and a little bit of rice, and you've got yourself a really nice thing. And one of my favorite sausages in the whole world comes from Louisiana, and that is the andouille, or andouille, as you would like to say. Andouille is the way they pronounce it. I taught down there for a couple of years. I have to tell you, I love Cajun and Creole style food, and I do it at home a lot because I do like it. But andouille is a great sausage that you can buy in most high-end stores, or you can always buy it online from someone or a company in Louisiana. That would be my suggestion, is to find a winery. I don't mean a winery. I mean a retail outlet that sells sausages in the Louisiana area, and you'll find that andouille there tastes much different than your local grocery store that might have it. I'm sorry to say, but that's just the way it is. And then, of course, one of the most popular steaks in the whole world is filet mignon. That is the most delicate, it is the most tender, but it's also the least amount of flavor. Now, I don't want to badmouth it, but I just want you to realize that filet mignon does not have a lot of taste, but it is a very tender, and that's why most people like it, a very tender steak. Then you take a little cauliflower, a little potato mesh, mashed potatoes, I should say, and a little bit of mushrooms, and a little port wine demi-glace, which ain't too bad. Port wine is very good with a demi-glace. It kind of reduces it a little bit and make that flavor taste very, very well. And it blends generally with a lot of other food. Now, I've got Kevin back with me now, so I want to ask him if you tell us a little bit about these products that you had with the Cabernet Sauvignon that we're actually tasting as we speak. Could you tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our Mojo Chicken is something that we just brought on the menu recently. And just has a lot of flavor. I thought it would pair really well with that cab. Got a little bit of that spice. That saffron will help bring out a few more of those little nuances in your cab. Our filet, this is one of our biggest sellers when it comes to our entree dishes. And like as he said, it's a very tender piece of cut of meat. And the port wine demi here really helps highlight the mushrooms, which goes extremely well with a cab.
Really good. We got to go to a break, folks. When we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about wine number three, and then we'll kind of give an overview of what we've done this evening and give us an opportunity to have Kevin tell us a little bit about his restaurant again. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here at Tommy Bahama's. I have to tell you, the food is excellent here. And this evening, the Hogue wines, all three of them, the Chardonnay, the Riesling, and the Cabernet Sauvignon, are just really good. I happen to tell you, this Cabernet Sauvignon is really good. And when you think of it as a retail price for $9, you think something's wrong. You know, a lot of people have been doing our show or listening to the show or coming to the show. We've been doing this every Thursday for, it'll be 17 years in September. And I just have to tell you that I feel like my body has gotten totally out of shape. So I got my doctor's permission to join a fitness club and started exercising. And I decided to take an aerobatics class for seniors. I thought that would be a good thing. So I bent and I twisted and I gyrated and I jumped up and down and I perspired for an hour, but by the time I got my leotards on, the class was over. Okay, sorry about that. I just had to throw that in. And for those of you that are worried, it's not true. Okay. Now, the wines this evening I thought were exceptionally good, as I mentioned earlier, and the chef has put really great food together. What do you think of this third combination? Isn't it very, very good? I think that's something that you should consider when we go to a restaurant each week, and we've been doing it again for almost 17 years. When you like the food, you got to go back and try it for a lunch or a dinner, on your own, so to speak. And the wine lists in every restaurant that we go to are very good, and there's no exception. This is a very good wine list that they have here. And one thing that I really like about Tommy Bahamas is that they're not greedy. Their pricing is very reasonable. The service is good. The restaurant is clean and the food is good. You know what I'm saying? This is a place that you would be happy to bring guests or family or to have a birthday celebration or something of that nature at a place like this is something that you might want to keep in mind. And the good part is it's centrally located, being right on the south end of the strip. Is an important thing. And, of course, if you don't know where we're located, it is actually into Town Square. That's where the restaurant is. So it's easy to find. Freestanding building. They've got a beautiful clothing store. I don't know about you, but if you like, you know, some nice clothes every once in a while, go shopping over there for the men's and women's. Clothing is very good. You know, you're not going to get your average stuff. You've got your above-average clothing, and that's what it's really all about. Every once in a while, you need to do that for yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the restaurant in general. How what's the concept behind how good the food is and all that? What do you do? You guys do a great job. I just want to know if there's a secret that we should know about.
Well, it's really just about making life one long weekend, and with that, it's the entire sensory aspect of it. Be able to go from wearing the clothes, feeling it, taking it home with you at the with all of our home furnishings, but then also at the restaurant part of it is having the great drinks, having the great food to go with it.
All right, Kevin. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I want to thanks for listening to Wines du Jour, Food and Wine Show here at Bahamas, Tommy Bahamas at the Town Square. And I'm always looking for more listeners and are interested in good food and good wine. So please tell your friends, one or two of them at least, to listen to us each and every week at the same time, the same station. I just want you to know that my favorite subjects simply are available by logging into my website, leskincaid.com, and you'll find those very good, and it's available on 24/7 at Facebook or Twitter. I want to thank Kevin Wineland for his knowledge here and his hospitality at Tommy Bahamas Restaurant. I want to thank my broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight. I want to thank you for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour, and please drink responsible. Use a clean glass.